Hi, this is Nick with the Family Gamers on the Gen Con floor over at the Calliope Games booth with Chris Leader from Calliope Games.
Heck yeah.
How you doing?
I'm great. How are you?
Pretty good. What's been the most exciting thing you've seen or done today?
Well, I've got this friend. His name is Ken Franklin. And Ken Franklin is one of the greatest human beings you'll ever meet. He's a retired doctor. He was in the service for a long time. And his dream since kindergarten has been to publish games. Now that he's retired, he finally is getting to see the fruits of all of his gaming design labor. He's actually right over here with us in a fancy, fancy pinstripe suit.
Oh, awesome.
His game, The Mansky Caper, is coming out in just over a month. And we have production copies here at Gen Con that we are demoing for people. And Ken is basically, we have to tether him to keep him from floating away because he's so excited that this awesome game is finally seeing the light of day. He first pitched this game to Calliope. If you know my game Roll For It,
yeah.
He pitched this game to Calliope a year before I pitched Roll For It.
Oh, wow. No kidding.
And this game started as just some cards and some little tokens. It has grown into this wonderful thematic game, The Mansky Caper. And it just took a little bit of time to develop right. But now it's finally coming out, and it is awesome.
All right. Well, so tell us, for those that haven't heard of The Mansky Caper, tell us a little bit about it.
Okay, so The Mansky Caper, first off, I'm going to say this. It is not a cooperative game.
Okay.
This is a game about collecting the most, and you'll notice as I talk about this game, my accent is going to slip into this kind of gangster accent. So in the game, Big Al Mansky is the richest, meanest mobster in the world, right? He's gone on a vacation. So our gang has decided this is the perfect time to go to his mansion and check out all the rooms of his mansion and rob them blind. Now, here's the problem. Big Al does not believe in banks or security guards. What he believes in is TNT security systems wrapped around his safes. So when you reach into safes, there are things that you can pull from the safes in each of his rooms. You might pull, we're gonna load a safe here, and then we're gonna see what happens. We're gonna load it with some TNT. We're gonna load it with some gasps, which are plot twists. Listen to that shake. That's the 3D safe that comes in the game. Go ahead and pull one token out of there. Reach in and see what you get. Oh, you just found one gem and five coins. So that's what's going to happen. You're going to get goodies out of the safe. Now, if you were in this room with other characters, you would have to split what you got with everyone in the room. And then what happens on your next turn, you can choose to keep pushing your luck and opening up the safe and pulling stuff out, or return to the getaway car and bank all of your stuff in your stash bag so it's safe. Because what might happen is you might pull a danger, looks like TNT. And when you do that, you have to roll the danger die, which is somewhere in this box right here. And when you roll the danger die, let's see what you get. This means you're okay. Thumbs up. Okay, you disarm the trap. But if you were to roll the hand with the dynamite, it means you blow up like a cartoon character, go flying back to the safe and lose all your stuff. Or it might even destroy the whole room.
Oh, wow.
It's out. Everything in that safe is gone. Everyone in that room gets blown up back to the getaway car. So every single turn in this game, people are going into rooms, shaking up the wonderful 3D safes, and pulling one token. Now, that in itself is cool because you never know what's going to happen, but our gang has known each other for a long time. We owe each other from that thing in the place with the guy.
Yep.
So everyone starts with a favor marker. And on your turn, or during someone else's turn, everyone's got a special ability. So like Georgie DeKnows here, he says when you have to roll the die, you can roll it twice and pick your result. The problem is, you can't use your special ability for yourself. That would be uncouth. That would be tacky. Instead, if I'm Georgie DeKnows, someone else could pay me a favor to use my ability for themselves. So these favor markers become a negotiating tool. Hey, hey, you wanna pay me a favor? You can roll twice. Hey, or it might be there's the ones that say you can pull two tokens out, choose the one you're gonna get. So there's a lot of negotiation that goes on in this game while you're running around, pulling stuff out of the safes, getting all this big chunky loot that you see here. That's what the Manscaped Caper is all about. You want to have the most loot once the whole house has been destroyed. So you can drive away and you have the most loot.
So do you keep playing until everything's...
You keep playing until one or two things happens. Okay. Either every room, there's going to be five rooms laid out every game. There's 10 rooms in the game, but you lay five of them out per game. Once five rooms are all destroyed, you leave. You're like, well, that's it. Mansion's destroyed. And you count up your loot that you've got in your stash bag. Or if the mansion is in total disarray, maybe there's only two rooms left, and you know, because you can see on each room how many of each token is in that safe, and you know that there's only bad stuff left in that safe. You may decide, if you're all at the getaway car together, to say, you know what, let's leave Al a little shred of dignity and let's just get out of here. And as a team, if you all decide to end the game, you can do it then. You dump your bag out and you see how many points you got.
Okay, and then so how does the point totaling work?
Each coin is worth one.
Okay.
Each gem is worth five. And if in the loot you manage to pull some keys,
okay.
If you didn't use the keys to unlock rooms, because only two rooms start open, you have to flip up and unlock rooms as you go.
Oh, okay.
If you have any keys left over, though, at the end, those are worth three. So one per coin, three per key, and five per gem.
Oh, awesome.
So,
okay.
Yeah, you dump out your bag, you count it all up, and you see what you got. Now, let's say you were getting way out ahead during the game. You just went back to the getaway car, and you threw a whole handful of gems in your bag, and I'm sitting here on almost nothing. If I go back to the getaway car with you on my turn, I can burn my favor marker and say, hey, buddy, remember we're supposed to be even Steven on this job. And if I target you that way, we both dump out our bags and then we split everything 50-50. So that's a little bit of a catch-up mechanic, and it can happen if you really need to, you know, get back in the game sometimes. If you have yourself a favor marker, you can do that.
Very cool.
So that's the Manscaped Caper. It's hilarious. People are doing accents. People are laughing. Every time you reach into the safe, you're like, what's going to happen? And then you pull it out and you roll the die and stuff happens then. There's also gasp tokens.
Okay.
If you pull a gasp token, then you draw one of these gasp cards, which they... So they might get you some money, which you have to split with the people in the room, but they also have special abilities. They might cause you to go to a different room. They might cause you to lose some of your loot. They may cause you to dance like a chicken. Well, maybe not dance like a chicken, but they will make you do a lot of crazy stuff. So all these things add these different plot twists to the game, and that makes it just a hilarious social game. Everybody's engaged. Everyone's having fun.
So what would be the age range for this game?
So the box says 8 and up.
Okay.
I've played this game with ages 5 and up and had a blast. Literally, blast. My son Jensen is a huge fan of this. He's 7 now. He's been playing this game since he was 5.
Oh,
and
no
he,
kidding. Wow.
He absolutely loves it. So back in the day, he needed a little bit of help with reading the gasp cards, but he was okay with that. But he understood these abilities that these characters have really, really well. There's one character named Sergeant Spike. His ability is if you pay him a favor marker, he will kick someone in his room out, which basically means it lowers the amount of people you have to split your stuff with. Well, Jensen learned he could make Sergeant Spike kick himself out of the room. So he actually targeted Ken, the designer, while they were playing together, kicked Ken out of the room and took a whole bunch of gems.
Wow.
And Ken went, what? So it was fantastic. And you could play... Yeah, so it's great with all ages. You can play up to 6 people with this game.
Oh, wow.
So you can get a big group together to play. And the game is just, it's a lot of fun. The artwork is all done by Ken's son, Matt Franklin, who
oh, awesome.
Is a very popular game artist. He just did Fleecing Olympus for Passport Game Studios. He's done other games. And so Matt did all of this art that's in here, and you can't see it on the audio. However, there's tons of little in jokes in these things. If you look, like, where's the one of my favorites is the bedroom, which is of course the last one. You look at the carpet. What is the carpet?
Oh yes.
It's Suro.
Yeah.
The carpet is the cover of Suro.
Nice Easter egg.
Yes. And Matt was nice enough to do things like my son Jensen's been playing this forever. So in Al's office, there's a wanted poster on the wall. And that's Jensen.
Oh, that's really cute.
That's my son Jensen is the wanted. He wants $1,400 for him. So
lots of Easter eggs.
Yeah, and the rule book is like a golden age comic. I showed you guys this earlier. It begins the game as a quick start guide, and it introduces you to the characters, and then it transitions into a rule book proper. And in the back, there's all ads like the old comic books used to have for different, you know, X-ray specs and things like that. So everything about this we built lovingly. We wanted this to be ready for people to play out of the box, too. So when you get this game and you open it up, all of these 3D safes are pre-built for you.
Oh, wow.
All of the coins are pre-punched, and everything is ready to go. All of the tokens, it's all in this little fancy storage box that you can take out and use while you're playing.
Wow.
So all of this stuff, we wanted this to be just a fancy package, and it's only $40.
Oh, wow.
It's a $40 game for all of this crazy stuff, plastic gems, wow. Big chunky coins, the whole nine yards.
Wow, very cool. So yes. What would you say, I mean, you're involved in the process, what would you say is like your favorite aspect of the game?
It's that moment where someone's reaching into the safe, and there's multiple people in a room, and they're all going to be affected by what comes out of that safe. And everybody leans in. Sometimes someone throws a favor marker at someone else. You know, you just don't know. But it's that moment of, you know, what's going to happen? And then when you draw the thing out, those moments are fantastic.
Right.
Each of these rooms has a danger track.
Okay.
So there's only a certain number of slots before the room is going to automatically blow up.
Oh, boom.
So sometimes when you get, there's three on the track and you've already got two. Every reach into that safe could pull that last one that's going to blow that room up. So those are the moments in this game that are just awesome because you don't know what's going to happen, and never has there been a game that's the same as another game. Sometimes the winning score is 17 points. Sometimes it's 102.
Oh, wow.
Because it depends on what comes out of the safes, what happens, what plot twists. So, yeah, there's the level of unpredictability and hilarity with the chaos is awesome with this.
Very cool. And then when did you say again this is going on sale?
We should be getting this in stock in about a month. It'll be landing here in America.
Okay.
So we will at that point we'll, you know, take delivery and get it to the warehouse and get it to people. So I would say we'll have this sometime in September available to everybody.
Okay, everywhere. Oh, good. Just in time for holidays, too. Sounds like a great gift for families.
Well, you know, there's nothing that families like to do more than get together and blow up a mansion, you know?
Aside from gaming.
Well, yes. Do it in gaming form, of
right,
course.
Yes.
But come on, the family that blows up mansions together stays together. That's right.
It.
That's right.
Awesome. Well, thank you so much for taking the time to talk to us about the Manscaper today.
Oh, you're quite welcome.
Thank you.